Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The Oregon Encyclopedia calls George Putnam, who purchased the Mail Tribune in 1907, the epitome of the fighting editor. He took on Jackson County's corrupt political machine, and later the Ku Klux Klan's unsuccessful attempt to control Oregon politics. Putnam sold the Medford paper in 1919 to purchase the Salem Capital Journal, and almost immediately warned that the Klan wanted to become the state's political boss, in his words, for the avowed purpose of controlling the coming primary election and naming the next governor and legislature. Putnam's newspaper supported the re-election of Governor Ben O. Olcott, who said the Klan was insidiously gaining a foothold in Oregon by stirring up fanaticism, race hatred, religious prejudice, and all of those evil influences. The so-called emperor of the invisible empire of the Ku Klux Klan had flyers distributed door-to-door urging votes for Klan-backed candidates. Putnam said the Klan had shown more pernicious activity in Medford than any other place in the state. He referred to the kidnapping of three men who, in separate incidents, were threatened with hanging before being released. Ultimately, only one candidate on the Klan's ticket won nomination. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.